Well, obviously it's very difficult to decide just 11 players that I play with. In the goal, as a goalkeeper, I've been lucky enough to play with a keeper like Casillas, like Iker Casillas. In Chelsea, I think we have one of the best goalkeepers in the world, Peter Cech. As a person, he's 10 out of 10. I think he's very clever. He's so smart. He speaks more than 4 or 5 languages. The first day I went into the room, he came to me and he said, in Spanish, hola, ¿cómo estás? I didn't know he spoke Spanish, so I think he's a true bloke. Don't do me to pick, I don't know. We have 2 really good right backs in Chelsea. Offensive-wise, Azpilicueta, and defensive-wise, Ivanovic. He's sitting next to me in the dressing room. We have a great relationship. And I like him, I like his character. I think sometimes he can be strong or hard, but I like him. He's a leader as well. We speak about everything, not just about football. And he's a true gentleman as well. And Azpilicueta is one of the best person I've ever met in the football. So it's difficult to pick one. You're asking me for difficult decisions. Left back, I'm really surprised. For example, with a player that I've been playing in Valencia, Jordi Alba, and he was winger in the beginning, and now he's playing like left back in Barcelona. He's amazing. He can be the best. He can be one of the best in the history of our country, playing there, because he knows when he goes forward, he knows how to defend, he has the quality. And obviously Ashley Cole, I think he's the greatest left back in the history of England, so he deserves to be in that team as well, because he's a really funny guy. He's very, very humble as well, and he's top man. I could do 2 teams instead of 1, so they play in this team. I really like David Luiz. He's like number 10 playing in the back, because he has this quality, he has this vision, he has this pass. He always tries to make everyone around him happy, always joking, smiling, making fun. And I like this way to face the world, to face the life. John Terry is a leader, he's an example, he's a true defender, and he knows how to play as well. And we have as well in the national team Sergio Ramos. He's a really straight man. If he has something to say, he goes straight to you and he said to you, and I really admire it. He's one of the most complete center backs I ever played with. It's difficult to pick between David Luiz, Sergio Ramos, JT. But definitely I have 2 players that I will pick, Xavi and Iniesta. And probably the third one, Busquets as well. Amazing. I mean, even if you don't support Barcelona, you have to admire them. They play really good. Busquets is so clever playing. He does the rough work, but he does it really well. He plays with quality. He thinks before he has the ball, which is very important. And if we talk about Xavi and Iniesta, we are talking about probably the best midfielders that Spain ever had. Xavi moves the team that he plays in, and Iniesta is the best player I ever played. Iniesta is a special guy. He looks shy, he looks timid in the life, but as soon as he's into the pitch, he's the best. He plays like it's easy to play, but it's not. He does things that no one can do. And for me, he's the best player I ever played with. I don't want to forget another midfielder. He can be a striker if we check the number of goals that he has scored for the club, which is Lampard. I think no one has scored more than him, playing in the number 8 position. He has the most important thing in football, which is goals. He scores 10, 15 goals every season, and I think it's really, really difficult to do that, so I really admire him. Before I came here, he was an example for me, true gentleman, true professional, and now he still is. That's why he has to be in any team, in this team. And talking about up front, Oscar and Hazard are really, really good. They have a bright future in this club. Well, I will pick Fernando, and I will pick David Villa. I play with him in Valencia in the national team. He's the top scorer for our country, and I think he's amazing. He's a very good friend as well. Fernando, he's mentally very strong. Even in the hardest moment, he was very calm, trying to be a part of everything that was around him. And I know him very well, and that's why he's special, because of his mind. He always believed in himself, as I did. And now he's scoring, and I'm very proud of him. I'm glad for him, because I think after hard work, after being focused, it pays off. All my team is made by my friends, but they are good players as well.